English, this is January.
Hello everyone, this is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。那在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三呀，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。这些英文原版书都是我们为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去抽奖吧，看谁是那个幸运鹅。
Summer, today let's talk about sadness.
Sadness? Why this sad topic?
Well, because this morning I just found out a sad fact. I gained some weight.
All right. Is it because you're wearing too much?
No, I wish I were.哎，冬天来了，不知道有多少同学和我有一样的悲伤。
有种悲伤叫做长肉了，但有种快乐叫做肉长在了其他人的身上。
我感受到了你的快乐是怎么回事？
没有。不过呢，英语中啊，确实表达悲伤的表达呢不少，所以我们今天就来聊一聊吧。我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Okay, I think we all know the word sad.
Yeah, sad, 形容词表示难过的，名词是 sadness.
Like we can also say unhappy, miserable, upset, gloomy, depressed, frustrated.
Whoa, slow down. 一个一个来啊，你刚一下讲了六个同义词对吧？
对，
第一个我听到了最简单 unhappy, 第二个呢是 miserable.
RightMiserable 还不只是一般的 sad, 而是那种 very unhappy or very uncomfortable.
哦，就是痛苦的，特别难受的。
对。
如果想说一个人看上去糟透了，就是 someone looks miserable.
And people often say, what a miserable day. If too many bad things happen to you.
Right. I guess this morning you felt miserable.
Yeah, exactly. What a miserable moment when I found out my weight.
是的。哎 miserable 后一个词是什么来着？
Unhappy, miserable, upset.
Yeah, upset. 这个词呢也是表示不开心，不过还带有一点点沮丧 sad and disappointed.
Right, like in this sentence, after knowing the truth, she's too upset to talk about it.
Don't be too upset about your weight, Jen.
Yeah, I'm alright. It's just an example sentence.
Okay. Upset, 除了呢做形容词，还经常用来做动词。It upsets me,、
right.
or the decision upsets a lot of people.
哎，我正好想到，不只是人，我们的肚子也会 upset. A stomach upset 就是说肚子不舒服了。
哎，怎么突然感觉这个画面好可爱啊？就肚子像个小孩一样，撅着个嘴巴不开心。
但是撅着嘴之后的画面就不可爱了。
哎，直奔厕所。哎，好了，下个词。
All right.The next word is, depressed.
Oh, 这个词呢还不是一般的 sad. It's very sad and without hope.
没有希望的悲伤就是沮丧的、忧郁的。
Yeah.
抑郁症就是用了这个名词 depression.
Right. 这个 depressed 其实还是比较正式的表达。想再口语化一点啊 we can use these two words, done or blue.
Yeah, I've been feeling a little down and I've been feeling a little blue.
Right.Down 就是向下的那个 down, 情绪低落嘛。Blue 就是蓝色那个 blue。
哎，为什么蓝色总是和悲伤相关呢？
哎，我之前查过，这其实和这个 Greek mythology 希腊神话有关。就是宙斯他生气的时候，他会搞一场风暴，但是他难过的时候就会下一场雨。这个雨通常就和蓝色联系在一起嘛，所以蓝色就是悲伤的颜色。
任性的宙斯。
Yeah.
He's like a little boy throwing tantrums at times.
Yeah. Okay, now we've got four. And what words are left?
Gloomy and frustrated.
Yeah, gloomy. It can mean nearly dark, right?
Yeah, a gloomy room. 一个昏暗的房子。A gloomy day.暗沉沉的一天。
对，所以表达情绪的时候呢 gloomy 也是那种比较忧郁的。It has a similar meaning as depressed.
Okay, then it's frustrated.
Frustrated. What's the English definition of this word?
Frustrated? It means you are feeling annoyed and impatient because you cannot do what you want.
有时候啊，学一个词呢，英文解释其实比中文翻译呢更好懂。
对 annoyed and impatient 就是焦躁不耐烦的那种坏心情
对
什么都做不了这个时候呢就可以说 frustrated
You know, people can get frustrated at work
Or get frustrated when they knew their weight after working out for days
Here we go again
Alright, I'll stop being gloomy
That's it A long face won't help anything
A long face? Now you're starting another war
No, 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 don't get me wrong A long face 不是字面意思的长脸啊、而实际是说拉长了脸就是不开心的这种表情
这还差不多
所以如果你朋友不开心拉长这个脸就可以直接问他 Why the long face?
那不开心的词组还有这个 Down in the dumps
感觉这个是 down 的一个加强版
对 down 本来就是可以表示难过 dumps 指的是垃圾、被人丢掉的东西那难过到这种地步也就是 down in the dumps
When was the last time you feel down in the dumps?
You know the answer
Yeah, yeah, right 所以今天就是一场由体重引发的悲伤对话
Well, let's just hit the gym after work I need a vent
好好化悲愤为力量最后再告诉大家一个好消息最近啊我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家同时还有一个专属的学习社群创始人 Alan 老师会在群内带着大家一起学习7天这个活动啊特别适合真心想提高英水平的同学限量200个名额想报名免费体验的赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号回复数字888就可以加入啦
That's all for today's podcast. This is Jen, who is no longer gloomy.
This is Summer, who's not blue at all. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。